I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. A little later in the program, the Barbershop Guys give their unique take on the week's news. But first, it's time for our weekly Faith Matters conversation, where we talk about issues of faith and spirituality. Today, politics and faith. This Saturday, Senators Barack Obama and John McCain head to Saddleback Church in California. It's the congregation led by Pastor Rick Warren, who'll press the candidates about faith, values, and other issues important to this election. Here to talk more about the forum are Pamela Gentry, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Political Producer for BET Networks, Ken Rudin, Political Editor here at NPR, he writes the Political Junkie column, and Michael Sean Winters, who writes a daily political blog for the Catholic Weekly magazine America. He also has a new book titled Left at the Altar. It's about the Democratic Party and its relationship with the Catholic Church. Thanks, everybody, for stopping by.
I'm good Michelle. To be here.
Great.
Ken, why do you think Senators McCain and Obama agreed to this invitation? What do they get out of this?
Well, I think they have a tremendous opportunity because they both need a significant part of the evangelical vote, which is many polls show that one out of four voters, adult voters, are evangelicals. For John McCain, it's clear, even though evangelicals in the past, white evangelicals, have supported Republican candidates, George W. Bush, overwhelmingly in 2000-2004, he has some doubters among the Republican faithful. He is, even though he's strongly pro-life, opposes abortion, he supports stem cell research, he's against a same-sex marriage constitutional amendment. And, of course, we remember in 2000 when he criticized members of the evangelical community as being, out of touch and talking about Jerry Falwell and Pat Roberts.
So this primary audience is white evangelical voters.
Well, no, but actually we saw in this campaign, first of all, and also another point is that he doesn't speak politics, faith, the way Barack Obama does. And Barack Obama also has, on the other hand, the opportunity to reach out to a core audience that usually votes Republican. But the fact that he's so easy to talk about faith and religion and things like that opens up more voters to his cause.
Michael Sean Winters, first of all, this isn't a debate. It's a joint appearance. But Senator Obama has participated in some 20 debates during the primary. Senator McCain wrapped up his nomination fight earlier, but he at least was in at least 10, and then he's had numerous town hall meetings since then. Now, Pastor Warren says he's going to ask questions that haven't been asked, but it's kind of hard to imagine that there are any left. So what do you think they would talk about in this forum that hasn't been talked about?
Oh, I don't have any inside information from the pastor what he's going to ask, but I think religion really did not enter much into the primary debates, given the way that the Democratic primaries were set up. The media really didn't ask themselves; they rarely even polled about religious identification in many primaries. Whereas in a Republican primary, that was always polled. What was the religious identification of the electorate? I think the most important moment, and he may follow up on this, was you may remember Jim VandeHei asked John McCain, "Do you believe in evolution?" And McCain paused for a moment, and that pause, I think, showed the hold of the evangelical movement on the Republican Party's imagination. He was not making a scientific calculation at that moment when he was thinking how to answer. He was making a political calculation. And he gave a very unsophisticated answer. He said, yes. And then VandeHei went to the panel and three of the candidates said that they did not believe in evolution. They've got an hour tomorrow at this church, and I hope Pastor Warren will probe that and say, you were asked, do you believe in evolution? And no one on the stage thought to come back and say belief is an odd choice of words when you're talking about a scientific theory. You know, and I think this is, I think you may see some very in-depth questions as Ken just pointed out. I suspect Senator Obama will be much more comfortable discussing these issues.
Is there any downside? I'm going to ask you this question too, but Michael, why don't you start? Do you think there's any downside for either of these candidates in accepting this invitation?
I think they had to accept it. You need to reach into this community. It's not just reaching into the evangelicals, but understanding the way these megachurches work within their own communities. If you go out to them, they're out in exurban areas or suburbs that don't have a lot of other community ties going. I remember going I was writing an article about a megachurch here in the Washington area, and I couldn't find where they were having one of these little house meetings on a Wednesday night. And I asked somebody who was jogging, I said, do you know how to get there? And he had no idea how to get to this place. It was two blocks away. He didn't know his neighborhood. When you get to these churches and these little small groups they have, they know each other. They know their neighbors. They would sit around for 2 hours on a Wednesday night, a group of teenagers talking about their faith lives and the challenges they were facing. It was fascinating to see how this church was providing the texture of culture and community for this whole area. The next president, to be successful, you've got to reach those people. And Rick Warren has figured out how to do it. Barack Obama and John McCain have to figure that out.
Pam, do you think there's any downside for this? Because there's some, you're seeing some pushback on the progressive blogs or the more left of center blogs about this. Some people think that we're already talking too much about religion in this campaign, and obviously others think that not enough. So what do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting because I don't think John McCain has really had a lot of discussion about religion, and I think it'll be interesting to see how he responds, but more importantly, how people respond to him. And this will be a good, you know, they don't have a lot of topics to address. He also has not been the most, how did you put it? He's not the typical candidate that the GOP has been putting forward. He's not he's not the type of conservative that is comfortable talking about religion. But if you notice, I wrote about the fact that family values have gone away around John McCain. You know, being that staunch Republican, because he doesn't have that crisp, clean image.
So you think that this might kind of reawaken some thoughts about his personal life that are perhaps reflected in a less than flattering light?
Well, I think that some of the conservatives that have not come forward and really supported him have been weary of him. His entire package has not been the conservative package they would like to have seen as their candidate. The only thing I could see as a downside for Senator Obama would be if, in fact, that he was uncomfortable talking about religion, if he really hadn't done this before. But he did do that. I saw him in the debate with, I don't think it was a debate, but he and Hillary Clinton both had to sit down and do this faith conversation. And I thought that they both really did relatively well there. And I thought he talked more about his personal faith a little bit more in a more comfortable way.
But one thought that occurs, though, is it's pretty clear where Rick Warren is coming from theologically.
Right.
They're not coming from the same place. Now, Barack Obama's already been criticized by people who are more come from a more conservative theological perspective.
Right.
And one of the arguments for people make for keeping those sort of hot button issues out of the public sphere is that you can't resolve them. If you have a core truth and your core truth conflicts with somebody else's core truth, you can't paper that over. You can't finesse that.
But the problem right now, I wouldn't say the problem. I think the issue right now with religion and any political candidate now is that they have to go there. You know, John Kerry tried desperately to keep the church and state very separate and not dove into that. But running against the GOP, they've almost made it impossible.
If you're just tuning in, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about tomorrow's Saddleback Forum hosted by Pastor Rick Warren on covering issues of sort of faith, spirituality, and values. And I'm speaking with Ken Rudin, Michael Sean Winters, and Pam Gentry. Ken, what do you think that each candidate has to do to take the best advantage of this situation, this opportunity?
Well, again, as I said earlier, I think this is a tremendous advantage for both candidates. And remember, when you're talking about faith and religion, it's not only about abortion and gay rights and stem cell research. It's also AIDS research and support for, you know, minority communities. And I think this gives, in a sense, gives McCain an opportunity to talk about things that he's never talked about. It's one thing for him to be difficult, for him to have a difficulty in talking about his faith because he doesn't talk about this. But he is kind of a true compassionate conservative, if I can steal a line from a previous Republican. But I think he really believes it, and I think his record shows it, and I think it'll give him an opportunity to talk about AIDS research and things like that and concern for the poor.
So to recast the values debate into something broader than abortion, gay rights,
the Republican label is so tarred in 2008 that if you're just going to rely on social conservatives, you're not going to win the presidency. For John McCain to win in November, he's going to have to appeal to centrist and perhaps disaffected Hillary Clinton Democrats, and I think one way of doing that is by approaching social issues differently than other Republicans have.
Michael, what do you think?
I think you're on something also, because they're seeing diversity now for the first time within the evangelical community. And to get back to Pamela's point, you know, John Kerry did not try to speak to the white church in any of its manifestations. And there was a famous scene in Ohio where an operative told somebody trying to organize, get Kerry to an event, we don't do white churches. Well, that's how you lose. America is a nation of churchgoers. And it turns out, I think in this election, two groups within the evangelical community, young evangelicals and Latino evangelicals, are shaping up as classic swing voters. Okay, these are people who are more concerned about the environment, not just about abortion. But they are still concerned about abortion. I'll be very curious to see how both candidates deal with the issues on which their worldviews do not cohere with that of Pastor Warren's community.
And you've spent a lot of time thinking about the Democratic Party and the Catholic Church over the course of the year, working on your book. Talk about that for a minute, if you would.
Well, this is, you know, we've had the Al Smith dinner Which is a very similar forum for the two candidates that goes way back, and the Cardinal Archbishop of New York hosts both presidential candidates, usually in October. So I think, you know, we've done these kinds of things. I think we also in the Catholic Church appreciate, when you look at Rick Warren, he's, if you look at megachurches, some are pretty hardcore Calvinist. The McLean Bible Church here in Washington is a very hardcore, old-style Calvinist church. That's not Rick Warren. It's a much softer theology, much more diverse interest in terms of political concerns. This is not a fire-eating conservative at all.
Ken?
Let me just say one thing I know Michael just said. Jimmy Carter was able to talk about religion and faith, and he won. Bill Clinton, another Democrat, was able to talk about faith and religion, and he won. Michael makes a good point that John Kerry was not able to. If Barack Obama is able to do that, he can attract voters that successful Democrats have done in the past.
Pam, is there any, you know, Barack Obama has recently experienced some criticism from African Americans, mainly people who are pretty far more to the left than he is. Politically, you say he's not spending enough time talking to black voters about black concerns and things of that sort. Is there any sort of suggestion that he's not spending enough time courting the black faith community?
Well, I think he spent a lot of time in black churches. He's gone and visited and spoken. One of the criticisms that came about was that the way he was speaking to those black churches and what he was saying about responsibility and parenting and fatherhood and community responsibility. So I think that he's making that effort, and I think that it's all he, you know, he's doing as much as he can. The issue that he comes close, one thing he constantly reminds people is that most of the issues affecting African Americans are affecting everyone in those same economic or urban or environments.
They're and what not, about the other way, very briefly, John McCain, is he making any outreach to the African American faith community?
Not that I'm aware of. He's only really done two even African American journalist interviews, I think Essence Magazine and one other. So he's got a long way to go.
All right. Pam Gentry is Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Political Producer for BET. Ken Rudin is NPR's Political Editor. He writes the Political Junkie column. And Michael Sean Winter's new book is Left at the Altar, How the Democrats Lost the Catholics and How the Catholics Can Save the Democrats. He also writes a daily political blog for the Catholic magazine America. They were all kind enough to join us in our Washington studio. I thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.